1350 KMAN.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and we have a fantastic show for today, as always. A little later in the program, we'll have Fort Riley Garrison Commander Colonel John Lawrence will be with us last half hour of the show. But this first half hour, right now in studio, I have Pottawatomie County Commissioner Pat Waxelman, County Manager Robert Reese, and Health Department Director Lisa Kinworthy. Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday.
Good morning.
All right. A lot of stuff to talk about. Lisa, glad you're in here, actually, because we had a lot of news in our newscast this morning. We had some stuff you talked about Monday morning, all sorts of stuff. Probably some budget issues maybe to talk about. It is budget season, after all. Just want to catch up with you guys on all of that. But let's go ahead and start with one of the stories that's kind of been going on all year about the ambulance systems and kind of how the restructuring of that. We've been hearing on the Riley County side of things, those costs ended up being a little more than they anticipated. For Riley County, I'm just curious how that's going for Pottawatomie County, since both counties are really kind of taking this on their own, really, since not going back with Via Christi last April.
Oh, I think we're gaining, you know, fairly well. Robert is be the guy to talk to about the numbers and everything on it. And I think from just what I've been presented to me on a week-to-week basis, our revenues are coming in basically where we anticipated them, and I don't think we're behind. We're getting into that time whenever you're getting some 90-day collections sent out. But, we just purchased two new ambulances. We're getting ready to put up a new ambulance station here within the next 4 or 5 months in Blue Township, and cover that area, which has been kind of a questionable area there over the last 5 or 6 months. But other than that, I think things are going pretty well. I'll let Robert
the numbers break down. Yeah.
No, they have been going quite well. The biggest challenge that we've experienced since the transition back in November of last year was making sure that we have the proper staffing, and we're finally getting caught up on that. Just had a conversation with our director just this morning, and it appears that we've reached that number as far as the proper staffing to staff all four stations now consistently, and then striving to get people on board for the fifth station down here in the Blue Township, as Commissioner Waxelman pointed out. So, you know, I would anticipate we'd probably transition sometime this year. I'm not certain exactly of the date and time, but that'll be the next challenge, is that we'll migrate into the Blue Township area, and we have a temporary station that will be set up by the end of July, and we're working on the design of a new fire station that'll be located off of Green Valley Road. So we're moving ahead on that, and as Commissioner Maxwell pointed out, is that our revenues are coming in pretty consistent, and maybe just a little bit higher than what we anticipated, which is a good thing. So right at the moment we're doing pretty good. I think budget wise for the year, we're about on par, other than we're seeing increase obviously in the contractual services because of our agreement with Riley County on the coverage over there. So that'll probably throw us off just a little bit, but I still anticipate being in right at budget.
And with that, with at least for the 2019 budget and what you have budgeted for ambulance services there, is that looking like you guys expect? Are you not seeing the same sort of issue that Riley County kind of found themselves in with higher than expected costs? Or,
well, the only higher than expected cost is that I did not anticipate in 2019 that we'd construct a new fire station, an EMS station. And so that's... That's really the only issue at hand. If we would have been monitoring or maintaining our four stations like we have for 20 some years, well, we're right on par. But so the increase will be in the fifth station, both not only just the construction of the station, but the staffing of it, as Commissioner Waxman pointed out, we currently do have the rolling stock for that, should be ready once again later on this week or this year to transition over here in the Blue Township.
And whenever this ambulance station is being built, we're going to build that to where it can be expanded to adopt a fire station in the future date. I don't think we're looking at combining the two of them right now at this time, but it will be expandable, you know, to accommodate a fire station off Green Valley Road. And just, you know, we've had a lot of, scuttlebutt and back and forth with Riley County. But, you know, I just want to tell them that I do appreciate them, you know, working with us in this area. I mean, you know, I know there was some discourse misunderstanding over the last 6 months, but I truly appreciate it. And we're going to try to get this thing, you know, out of their hair and take it over as much as we can here within the next 6-8 months.
Because just to, and Robert, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys have had to reorganize your ambulance services in the same way Riley County's had to kind of do a lot of that from scratch in some ways as far as administrative services and those sort of things.
Sure. We have. I mean, we've since the direct management is now under the county, you know, we have that issue there of taking it on, and it's just a challenge of a startup segment of our county operation. So it comes with a little bit of challenge with it, but I feel pretty good financially about the operations of it. And you know, I've got a pretty good understanding of that process.
Brady Bowman here with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Pat Waxelman, County Manager Robert Grease, who you just heard, also in studio with us is the Health Department Director Lisa Kenworthy. Dave, was that phone call for us? All right, let's go ahead and take it. You're on In Focus. Go ahead.
Well, you've been able to talk all around the numbers. Now, with the buying the two ambulances and building the building, and let's get to a number of Riley County says $1 million for additional ambulance. And when we get all this ambulance, if we should happen to have a heart attack, do we have intervention heart attack place to take us to? Or are then we going to call in the helicopter and fly us to Topeka? Thank you for all the information.
You know, I'm not certain how to answer that. There is that aspect of it has, you know, as far as the ambulance service being able to respond to that event, you know, as far as I don't know what we're kind of getting into the capability of Via Christi, and I'm not certain what that is. So, you know, our service changing from response area from Riley County coming over into Pottawatomie County to Pottawatomie County maintaining that is not going to change any of that, how we affect heart attack victims or anything like that. We'll be there. We'll have the same capabilities as what we do in the rest of our stations.
Let's go ahead and take our first break of the hour. We'll come back and talk more Pott County here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.